This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was a deadly shooting attack on Sunday at the West Bank Jordan border crossing. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
Israeli officials say three people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, while in Gaza, an Israeli strike killed at least five people, including women and children. Israel's military said a gunman approached the Allenby bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at security forces. The three killed were Israeli civilian men in their 50s. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed several people in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, including two women and two children. Gaza's civil defense, which is a group of first responders in the enclave, says the strike targeted the home of one of its directors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two NATO members said on Sunday Russian drones have violated their airspace. One reportedly flew into Romania during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine, while another crashed in eastern Latvia. A drone entered Romanian territory as Moscow struck civilian targets and port infrastructure across the Danube River in Ukraine, Romania's Ministry of National Defense reported. Latvian authorities said a drone fell near a town some 55 kilometers west of the Russian border. There were no reports of casualties or damage in either case. Hundreds of protesters in eastern India's Kolkata on Sunday marched on the streets to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and killed in the city last month. The rape and murder case triggered widespread protests by doctors demanding greater safety for women at the workplace and justice for the 31-year-old doctor whose body was found over 3 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Algeria's president has been re-elected, VOA's Christina Menente reports.
President Abdel Majid Tebboune has been named the winner of Algeria's presidential election, granting him another term leading the gas-rich North African nation 5 years after pro-democracy protests led to the ousting of his predecessor. In a result that surprised few observers internationally or in Algeria, the country's independent election authority on Sunday announced that Tebboune had won 94% of the vote, far outpacing his closest challenger. Election officials reported that 6 million of the country's 24 million voters had turned out to vote on Saturday, perpetuating the low voter turnout rates that marred Tebboune's first term and raised questions about his popular support. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end 2 decades of single-party rule. The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night. Venezuela's vice president said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore, quote, the country's political peace and tranquility. The military plane carrying him arrived to Spain on Sunday. The mother of the U.S. state of Georgia shooting suspect Colt Gray called his school to warn of emergency the day of last week's killings, his aunt said over the weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
14-year-old Colt Gray's mother called the Georgia high school, warning them about her son just before the shooting Wednesday. That's what her sister Annie Brown told the Washington Post. The teen is charged with murdering 2 students and 2 teachers. His father, Colin Gray, accused of supplying the AR-15 style rifle. When Jackson County investigators went to the father's home in 2023 to question the teen about an online threat, he denied it. The father did say his son had access to guns and was bullied at school.
He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight.
That was Colin Gray talking about his son Colt in a 2023 interview with investigators. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis on Sunday traveled into the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea. He landed on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started with a mass before an estimated 35,000 people. The trip is being carried out as part of Francis's belief the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important than the centers of power. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.